From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Matthew, being called a monster in the proverbial storm of the century as it approaches the U.S. state of Florida. Matthew has already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, including at least 283 on Haiti. Noan Hatchern is with the Red Cross and spoke with VOA about the situation in Haiti.
It looks like there's a tremendous amount of need. Over 350,000 people are in need of assistance. We're looking at over 16,000 people have been displaced. There's 152 shelters open. And in some of the southern areas of the island, about 80% of the homes have been damaged. There is major flooding and damage to infrastructure, especially in the south. As well as major crop and garden loss, which is guaranteed to have a long-term effect on folks in that area.
Hurricane remains a powerful Category 4 storm with top sustained winds of 210 kilometers per hour. A grim prediction for the embattled city of Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of Eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed.
United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. European Union has announced the creation of a new cooperative border and Coast Guard agency that will patrol its external borders. Agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. It will complement an independent border police in each of the 28 nations that make up the bloc and work with those agencies to quickly identify and process security threats. This is VOA News. UN Security Council formally confirmed Portugal's Antonio Guterres as the UN's next Secretary General. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting now from the UN in New York.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former prime minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who heads the council this month, announced the result of the formal vote.
He's a high-level politician. He has been the prime minister of his country, and he is a person who talks to everybody, listens to everybody, speaks his mind, very outgoing, I think, open person. So I think it was a great choice.
Next week, the UN General Assembly is expected to give his appointment the final approval. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
New public opinion polls in the United States showing support for Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson dwindling. Latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics, shows that Johnson, with only 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton at 43.9%, Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. Meantime, OpenUSA, an organization representing more than 6,000 Latino evangelical churches in the U.S., has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Clinton is staying off the campaign trail for the next few days, preparing for Sunday's debate. Trump campaign is in New Hampshire on Thursday. It was there where he participated in a town hall-style gathering of supporters. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have left millions of people out of poverty, but she said the declining level of growth in recent years has limited the benefits.
Overall, and this is a point I made in Chicago a few days ago, we see growth as too low for too long and benefiting too few.
Lagarde told journalists right here in Washington, too many people feel that they have been left behind at a weak time of global economic growth. Chad's High Court has ordered an oil consortium led by ExxonMobil to pay a fine of more than $75 billion after the country's finance ministry accused it of not paying royalties. More on that story and the rest of the hour's news on our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.